The science of climate change is leaping out at us like a scene from a 3D movie. It's warning us, it's compelling us to act. And let there be no doubt in anybody's mind that the science is absolutely certain. It's something that we understand with absolute assurance of the veracity of that science. No one disputes some of the facts about it. Let me give you an example. There's the, you know, when an apple separates from a tree, it falls to the ground. We know that because of the basic laws of physics. No one disputes that today. It's a fact. It's a scientific fact. Science also tells us that when water hits a low enough temperature, it's going to turn into ice. When it reaches a high enough temperature, it's going to boil. No one disputes that. Science and common sense tell us if you reach out and put your hand on a hot cook stove, you're going to get burned. I can't imagine anybody who would dispute that either. So when thousands of the world's leading scientists and five reports over a long period of time, with thousands of scientists contributing to those reports, when they tell us over and over again that our climate is changing, that it is happening faster than they ever predicted, ever in recorded history, and when they tell us that we humans are the significant cause, let me tell you something. We need to listen. When 97% of all scientists agree on anything, we need to listen and we need to respond. Whilst 97% of climate scientists have confirmed that climate change is happening and that human activity is responsible, these scientists agree on the causes of these changes and they agree on the potential effects. They agree that the emission of greenhouse gases, like carbon dioxide, contributes heavily to climate change. They agree that the energy sources that we've relied on for decades to fuel our cars and to heat our homes or to air condition our homes, all the things that provide us electricity, like oil and coal, that these are largely responsible for sending those greenhouse gases up into the atmosphere. And the scientists agree that emissions coming from deforestation and from agriculture can also send enormous quantities of carbon pollution into our atmosphere. And they agree that if we continue to go down the same path that we are going down today, the world as we know it will change, and it will change dramatically for the worse. So, we know this is happening, and we know it with virtually the same certainty that we understand that if we reach out and touch that hot stove, we're going to get burned. In fact, this is not really a complicated equation. I know sometimes I can remember from when I was in high school and college, you know, some aspects of science or physics can be tough, chemistry, but this is not tough. This is simple. Kids at the earliest stage can understand this. Try and picture a very thin layer of gases, quarter inch, half an inch, somewhere in that vicinity. That's how thick it is. It's in our atmosphere. It's way up there at the edge of the atmosphere. And for millions of years, literally millions of years, we know that layer has acted like a thermal blanket for the planet, trapping the sun's heat and warming the surface of the Earth to the ideal life-sustaining temperature. Average temperature of the Earth has been about 57 degrees Fahrenheit, which keeps life going. Life itself on Earth exists because of the so-called greenhouse effect. But in modern times, as human beings have emitted gases into the air that come from all the things we do, that blanket has grown thicker, and it traps more and more heat beneath it, raising the temperature of the planet. It's called the greenhouse effect because it works exactly like a greenhouse, in which you grow a lot of the fruit that you eat here. This is what's causing climate change. It's a huge irony that the very same layer of gases that has made life possible on Earth from the beginning now makes possible the greatest threat that the planet has ever seen. And the results of our human activity are clear. If you ranked all the years in recorded history by average temperature, you'd see that 8 of the 10 hottest years have all happened within the last 10 years. Think about it this way. All 10 of the hottest years on record have actually happened since Google went online in 1998. Now that's how fast this change is happening. And because the Earth is getting hotter at such an alarming speed, glaciers in places like the Arctic are melting into the sea faster than we expected. And the sea is rising, slowly but rising, and will rise to dangerous levels. Scientists now predict that by the end of the century, the sea could rise by a full meter. Now, I know that to some people, a meter may not sound like a lot, but I'll tell you this, it's enough to put half of Jakarta underwater. Just 1 meter would displace hundreds of millions of people worldwide and threaten billions of dollars in economic activity. It would put countries into jeopardy. It would put come to the local level, it would put countless homes and schools and parks, entire cities at risk. Now, climate change also tragically means the end of some species. The changing sea temperature and the increasing amount of acidity. The acidity comes from coal-fired power plants and from the pollution. And when the rain falls, the rain spills the acidity into the ocean. And it means that certain species of fish, like cod or sardines, can no longer live where they once lived. This is devastating for the world's fisheries. And scientists predict that fisheries will be among the hardest hit. Just think about the fishermen who sell their fish catches at Pasar Ikan. Think about it. There are some studies that say that Indonesia's fisheries could actually lose up to 40% of what they currently bring in. So